Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Okay, so we've connected down the hall with our creative imaging director. Is that what you do, Chris?
Creative, yeah, services. I do like the commercials and the promos and things like that. I love how we can get Hong Kong on the air instantly, but 16 feet down the hallway, it's kind of a problem, kind of a stretch. How are you, J-Dub?
So your uncle passed away?
He did, yeah. Full disclosure right up front, it was non-COVID, which I guess is a blessing these days based on what I've heard. 84 years old, lived a great life, was a jolly guy, had four sons, an army of grandkids, went quickly, had his wits and his driver's license right up to the end. So, you know, it will be a hole in our family, but, you know, as passings go, it was, you know, okay.
I think a lot of us would say, I'll take that.
Yeah.
When my day comes. So then when did he die?
Well, he died Thursday, passed away Thursday.
A week ago tomorrow.
Uh-huh. And so I come from a big, I'm originally from Boston, come from a big Boston Irish Catholic family. The wake is like science to us. You know, I mean, it's a requirement, and it's got to involve a lot of people. And so this was weird. You know, we couldn't do that.
Yeah.
And I come from a family that actually is like, you know, the funeral director is on our Christmas cards list, you know, because he's basically taken care of the whole family for 50 years. And he said, no, I got this. He said, we will send out links and people can. It wasn't Zoom. It was some other link. It was like DirectLink or something like that. And they had a camera set up there in the viewing room. And they only allowed 10 family members in. I think we cheated a little bit and got like 13 because it was his sons and their wives and the kids. But, you know, it was a first for me. Kind of weird. Entirely... You know, it was effective. It did the job.
That's a good point. I mean, it doesn't work if it doesn't work. But you felt... connection, you felt some relief.
I did. There was, you know, everybody was separated. I mean, the room itself was could probably hold 50 people, but you know, with only 10 or 11 in there.
So then what do they do? Does one person come up and talk a little bit?
Yeah, well, it's a typical wake, you know. I mean, they sort of combine some of the elements that I think would be done at a service, at a church service, and you know, did the podium thing, and everybody, you know, was in masks. And except my uncle, he didn't.
On really a Zoom meeting, you see other people. You didn't see the other people that were watching. You just saw.
No,
the camera
it was
view.
Just a. It was a single point of view.
Yeah, and then did you all cheers? Did you have a toast?
No, although I will say this: at every Irish wake I've ever been to, it's you know, go somewhere and you you hug everybody and you say a few words and afterwards you go somewhere and get smashed. And this sort of sped up the process. You could multitask.
So you were drinking while you were watching
I got to say, you know, I mean, it was efficient, if nothing else. But no, and truthfully, and I'm sure this is true with funeral homes everywhere, this was not their first rodeo. I think they had really, I don't know if they... learned the learning curve from them was very quick over the last month, or this is just they were very suave and digital to begin with.
Which almost think somebody would need to host it too, right? Like at a wake, a lot of times there's the viewing, if it's open casket or not, and then you shake the hands of and pass your condolences to the family, and then you sit down and you visit with your family and friends. There's no show, if you will. In this case, was somebody saying, now we're going to hear from the brother or something?
Yeah, Frank, the guy who runs the funeral home, was sort of the master of ceremonies. Now, another thing you have to remember, too, is you've got another access to talk to people real time. You've got your phones.
I was wondering if y'all were texting
back
and forth.
Yeah, everybody in the whole room was on their phones, sort of, you know, back and forth. And I mean, it was weird, but like I said, it got the job done for what it needed to be. So, and well, we said goodbye to a great guy.
You know what happens at a lot of Zoom meetings these days is that you're all talking, but then some of you are having snarky sidebar conversations via text, direct one to another.
Right.
Right. So if somebody says something in the Zoom, and then you could say, oh my gosh, or wasn't that funny, whatever you want to say. I guess you could have done that with your colleagues, your family members.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you've got to sort of get your protocols on, and know when not to text and yes. what not to say. But I will say, for a big Irish wake, the Zoom meeting certainly has perfected the Irish goodbye, has it not?
Yeah.
No, I'm out of here. Leave.
That's true. You can get in and get out.
Right, right.
Pretty quickly and efficiently.
I'm not going to make a big deal of this. Bye. So.
I was at a Zoom meeting the other day, and it was social, but there was a natural lull in the conversation, and I thought, you know what I know, and I know what you know. And so it was just so much easier to say, hey, that's good. We'll talk to you next week. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Especially since I'm on a different topic now, but let me finish this thought, Duff. When we do Zoom meetings these days, there's not a lot of new stuff to talk about, right? I mean, really, not much has happened. They don't have a cure for it. You can't go to the ball game. You've watched everything you want to watch at on Netflix. So now you're there's not that much new to talk about when we reunite with our friends.
Yeah, awkward silence.
You know. Exactly. So I say, okay, see, computer's closed. Right. We don't have that 15-minute march to the door where we're all saying how we're going to get together again soon. Right. Computer's closed. We're done. Yeah. Your uncle was a jokester. Did somebody...
He was. He was the jolly joke guy.
You told me a great joke of his.
Okay, so you want to hear it?
No, you know, I'm now telling you not to tell that joke on the radio.
Yeah, he told me yesterday it was a quick joke.
It's not the length.
It's not quick.
It's the flavor of the joke that worries
well,
me.
Well, you know.
It's right on that line, Duff.
Yeah,
but was. I had to make
That's
a
where
call.
My uncle lived, right on that line.
He sounds like a great guy. What was his name?
John Duffy.
Okay, buddy. Yeah. Good to see you. My best right. to your family.
Peace.
When you hear, do you recognize that voice? When you hear commercials and sometimes promotional announcements, say something in promotional before you go.
Up next, the Wintrust Business Lunch with John Williams.
Ooh, it was weird. I just saw those words. I just felt them. It's 11:50, so that's our friend Chris Duffy, whose voice you hear periodically, and he's doing what some of you have been doing, just kind of getting through that.